This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jane Hamden. Blacks in the city, whites in the suburbs. That's pretty much the way it is in the Milwaukee region, and segregation is only one reason this area does not appeal to many young minority professionals. Tanette Johnson-Ely is a business columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her beat is minority businesses, so she talks all the time with local people about the economic and social challenges here. I asked her why this economic malaise in Milwaukee for minorities.
It's very complex, but I really think it boils down to jobs and economics. One of the issues that I see that's really huge is the mass unemployment of African Americans and Latinos to some degree, but particularly African Americans. I mean, in some neighborhoods, it's said that unemployment is as high as 50% for Black males. And to me, this creates a very weakened central city economy. And the result is you get lower levels of entrepreneurship. Income drives entrepreneurship, and as people have money to spend, they're able to support businesses. And there's research that shows that African-American entrepreneurs really lag here in comparison to Black entrepreneurs in other cities because they have to depend on a very poor market.
Well, what do you think? There's so much discussion about what is the root cause of this joblessness and high unemployment and the gap between Blacks and whites in this area. Mm-hmm. Do you get back to the decline of the manufacturing sector, education? What do you think the biggies are?
Well, I think the decline of the manufacturing sector is very central to what we're talking about, and it is really an underlying cause because it's been documented over the years that, you know, as people have the ability to make a living, they have access to jobs, they're able to provide for their families. And traditionally, African Americans who had limited education, they came here for the purpose of getting these good-paying factory jobs. They were able to basically achieve a middle-class lifestyle. You could go after high school and get a job at Alice Chalmers. You could get a job at A. O. Smith and make 20-plus an hour. And you could send your kids to college. You could feed your families. And I think that's been a big barrier. And as people lost jobs, they lost hope. The economic decay has contributed to other problems, the demise of the Black family, of values, so many things that are tied to this economic decline. I just think that Milwaukee has lagged other cities in so many ways. In terms of when you look at development and creation of a Black middle class, a strong base of Black-owned businesses, entrepreneurship was kind of slow to catch on in this city. That whole creative mentality, we have been a little bit slower in terms of accessing opportunities in the knowledge economy. So people, we weren't prepared for this. You know, a lot of other cities like Atlanta and D.C., they got into this a lot earlier than Milwaukee.
But why? What are we missing? You know, what is it here? Is it racism? Is it our location? Is it being in a place that it's harder to attract? You know, we've talked about this before, you and me, the best and the brightest and keep them here. What is it?
I think it's all of those factors. I think to some degree there is some elements of racism and discrimination that's been a huge barrier. The inability to attract African American professionals, at least a strong base of them. Milwaukee does have African American professionals here, and some have done very well in this city, but I don't think it's been far reaching. I don't think there are enough.
You write a lot mm-hmm. about people who are choosing to go to places like Atlanta mm-hmm. and Washington, D.C., you know, people that we'd love to keep here. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think, what do you hear repeatedly that would help mm-hmm. attract some of these most talented professionals here?
I think, you know, the biggest frustration that I see or hear is a lack of connection to a very vibrant Black middle class. I think also there's sort of this sense of isolation that people feel, lack of a sense of cultural attractions and venues here that appeal to black professionals. I mean, I'm amazed that there is not a black-owned art gallery in this city. There's a sense of that there's not a nightlife here. And I want to point you to an article that I wrote called Up and Coming and Just Not Here, when we looked at Black Enterprise's list of the top 10 cities for African Americans, and Milwaukee did not make the list. I quoted a young lady who left Milwaukee to move to Atlanta, and her quote was, "You have a lot of people who are willing to make things happen. People are willing to take risks and reap greater rewards." And I think that's why African-American professionals are drawn to some of the other cities like Atlanta, because they see the networks of black professionals. Chicago is the same way. And not that there aren't black professionals here, but again, they're not as visible.
For this article, you mm-hmm. talked to, speaking of the power structure, Mayor Tom Barrett. Now, mm-hmm. do you think that civic leaders here or the black entrepreneurs who you're talking about who aren't as visible, who needs to work harder to change this climate?
I think it's going to take a real strong, concerted effort on the part of many parties in this city. Civic leaders like the mayor, who has been stepping up on these kinds of issues. Business leaders will have to get involved. Community leaders, activists in the city, our schools, our educators, UWM, Marquette. It's going to take a lot of work on the part of not just one entity, not just one group, but a cross section of people.
Is it fair? We're talking about Atlanta and Washington, D.C. and Chicago. These are big cities. They have more people to draw from. They have more of everything. Is it fair to compare Milwaukee to cities that size? Or have you reported on or heard about cities that are more comparable to Milwaukee that mm-hmm. are much more dynamic for African Americans?
Well, it's interesting that you mention that, because Black Enterprise's list included Indianapolis, which is very comparable in size to Milwaukee. And that was a surprise to me. Not even Chicago made the list, my hometown, which was a shocker too. But, you know, it was interesting to see that Indianapolis was on the list of cities, of the top 10 best cities for African Americans. So perhaps, you know, that's an example that we need to look to. Cleveland has been on the list.
When you talk to people who are trying to make it work or looking for capital or setting up new businesses and trying to be entrepreneurial here, what kinds of frustrations do they express? I mean, what do they tell you after you put down the notebook and the pen and the pencil? Do they say, you know, I'm just here because my family's here, or oh, I love it here, I'm going to tough it out, but boy, this is hard. I mean, what do you hear?
Access to capital is a very huge barrier. And I just think there's just frustration that people feel that they're doing all the right things. They're working hard at what they do, and they just can't seem to get that break. They can't seem to overcome some of the barriers that really seem impenetrable in the city. And I've heard people say, you know, I can go to other cities and get more support. And, you know, those that have been able to overcome obstacles have said that I have been able to grow my business outside of Milwaukee.
The rap against Milwaukee is that it's one of the most segregated cities in the nation. Do you find this to be true? And what effect does this have on the efforts of minority businesses and entrepreneurs?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to some degree it is true. But I don't want to paint Milwaukee as being kind of an anomaly in this. There, you know, you have cities that clearly are segregated. Chicago, I was recently in Philadelphia and was appalled at the segregation and the urban blight in that city. But I think what hurts Milwaukee, Milwaukee has greater concentration of whites in the suburbs than other major metropolitan areas. African Americans are overwhelmingly concentrated in the inner city. And I just think Milwaukee has always lagged other cities in terms of economic development and in terms of segregation. And Milwaukee, I think, was slow to prepare and to try to solve this problem.
if people just start living together and mm-hmm. getting to know each other, I mean, from that, isn't that how business is done and capital starts to flow? So if we had suburbs that were more integrated, mm-hmm. And not just suburbs, if the city neighborhoods were more integrated and people got to know each other, wouldn't there be more sharing of information and capital to begin with?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's the problem is that, you know, you need people to find commonality. And once people find common ground, then it promotes greater awareness and understanding. And as people come together, I think, yeah, we will begin to see the city turn the corner on race relations.
Any particular leaders who come to mind? You're always writing about personalities who kind of embody what it is that people seem to be looking for here.
You know, I know Representative Jason Fields is very passionate, has been working very hard to promote minority business development and the growth of Black-owned businesses. Another person, Mark Epley, over at Marquette with the ACRE program. I mean, what he's doing to me is very innovative and very creative to help African-American professionals in particular to get in on the ground floor of opportunities in commercial real estate, an industry that is sorely lacking in diversity. Legacy Bank, what they're doing also to provide the capital and to promote business growth in a part of the city where it was lacking. D. Sims over there, Margaret Henningson over there, I'm very impressed with their work. Maria Monreal Cameron, it's another person who has stood out in this community as a leader in economic development and minority business development. So there are countless examples of good people doing things to help to advance and promote minority businesses in this city.
Thank you so much for coming back and joining us again.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here.
Tanette Johnson-Ely is a business columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes about minority-owned businesses and issues in Milwaukee. Lake Effect's blogging attorney is coming up next on a new phenomenon, blogging Wisconsin jurors. You're listening to Lake Effect from WUWM.